Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A great way to start off the week here on this Monday evening with you, the Tolos, are Turn It On, Leave It On listeners, the bleeders out there, 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing fan text to join the conversation the way till 11 o'clock tonight as you ride shotgun with us. Thank you so much, Haggy. Be a bleeder, and congratulations once again to the one and only Kevin Hagelin of the KNC Masterpiece, getting married over the weekends.
He's on his honeymoon right now. He still chimes in every once in a while into the show.
I mean, he's been texting me nonstop. He's been popping bottles. That guy is living the dream right now. So flexible, that guy. So flexible.
Seriously. It's and sturdy.
Unbelievable. Love him. Congratulations to the Hagelins. But man, what a day it's been already here in the sports world, my friend. Every day. I mean, I know we don't have sports, but it's almost like we're busier without it some days. I wake up and I'm thinking, what in the world is happening? Of course, we're the home of Dallas Cowboys football. And the big news of the day that dropped last night with Adam Schefter, good old Schefty, letting the world know that Dak Prescott intended to sign his franchise tag at some point today. So we're all sitting around, we're waiting on the news, and then it happened. The one and only David Hellman, at HellmanDC on Twitter of DallasCowboys.com, friend of the show, friend of the station, tweeted out, Dak Prescott has officially signed the franchise tag. He and the Cowboys still have until July 15th to work on a long-term deal, but he is officially under contract for the 2020 season, and in the corner of my eye, I could see you doing backflips.
Yeah, believe it or not, with my bad back, my awful knees.
Never seen you so rhythmic.
Yeah, super excited about this whole thing.
And does that even fit rhythmic?
I think it does. Okay. I was doing the backflips, though, because not just because he signed it, but did you see his latest Instagram post?
No,
that
went up
about
awesome?
40 minutes ago.
Gosh, I wasn't checking the Insta.
At _4Dak on the old Instagram. He's got his Cowboys uniform. It's an all-black background. He's rocking the white Cowboys jersey. He looks like he's ready for a game. He's padded up and everything. But instead of the helmet, he's rocking a Cowboys hat, just a cowboy hat. And he is giving you the old hat tip right there in the picture. You see that?
I see it. Good for Dak.
That's a good look right there.
So hopefully,
I don't think he's going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I mean, I hope we can get a long-term deal between now.
Me too, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. And July 15th. But if they don't, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott will at least be here under the franchise tag, the exclusive franchise tag, $31.4 million this upcoming season. He is going to be getting a bi-monthly payment, so two checks a month, roughly around $4 million. Not bad for Dak.
That's strong.
Especially considering his career football earnings to this point, $4.9 million. So a nice raise for good old Dak Prescott in a time where it's tough to get raises these days. So we'll have more on Dak a little bit later on. And then, of course, here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Dallas Cowboys football, it's Jamal Adams all day, every day until this story goes away. We'll talk with Fish coming up next. But if you missed it, Eric, he's driving around Louisville. He went to Hebron. And somebody in this Louisville shopping center got him on video, and he had this to say.
What's up, bro? Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, you coming to Dallas?
Hey, man, I'm trying, bro.
All right.
I'm trying, bro.
I'm trying, man.
Hey, and you know what? Most recently, he took to Twitter his teammate, Marcus May, of the New York Jets. They both came into the league together as rookies. They've started since their rookie year as their free safety, strong safety tandem. Marcus May tweeting, I've been getting all this new fake love now, shaking my head. Jamal Adams quote tweeted him and said, brother, just keep being you. Show the world why you're the best free safety in the game. You deserve everything coming your way. I'm going to miss balling with you the most. Believe that. Love you forever, brother. So it does seem Jamal Adams, he is going about it as of his days as a New York Jet.
It's incredible.
Are done. I'm going to miss balling with you.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
He's still a member of the team. He's still under contract. Right. And he's basically said, adios, man. I'm out of here.
On record, just giving his, like that should have been in a goodbye text. But he's like, no, I want everybody to see this. He's sending his goodbyes before
he's trying to get out of there, officially traded
or anything. That is sheer brilliance. A little bit later in the show, we will give you some reasons why Jamal Adams is definitely something that the Cowboys should make a priority. Getting him in a Cowboys uniform would be great. And according to Sportsline right now, the odds, plus 250, Cowboys got the best in terms of landing the services of Jamal Adams. So, man, that would be really, really awesome.
Be fantastic. And like you said, we'll have a deeper conversation about that later on. Do have this question, 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, because NBA players have till tomorrow to decide, or Wednesday, to decide, hey,
yeah.
The 24th, we're not going to go to Orlando. And there's been some players already coming out. We'll have more details when we go around the rim at 9:20, but one of which, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, is Portland Trail Blazers forward Trevor Ariza, who is opting out of participating in the NBA's Orlando restart of the season. He's committed instead to a one-month visitation window with his young son, whom he's been involved in a custody case over, and the mother's choice of granting a court-ordered one-month visitation period during the league's quarantine of teams from Orlando left Ariza basically choose, do I want to hang out with my son, or do I want to go compete in the restart? So you're taking spending time with your son over playing. I think that's completely reasonable. But outside of this specific situation with Trevor Ariza, 877-881-1053, when it comes to the players that end up deciding, all right, we're not going to go and play, and they might have various different reasons. I know Trevor Ariza is clearly got a personal thing going on there, whether it's the pandemic and the fear of getting the coronavirus, or if it's the social justice issues that are going on. I don't feel comfortable playing. Do you believe it's selfish or smart for some of these players to go ahead and forgo playing? And not only that, but in the MLB, when the MLB restarts, you had 40 players and people within the team across Major League Baseball last week alone come back tested positive. In the NFL, we're seeing more tests come back positive. And we all want our sports. But when it comes to these players, they have to make the best case individually. And at the end of the day, as fans, are we going to look back and judge them? Yep, they're being smart. They're doing what's best for them. Or no, they're being selfish. Why aren't you playing?
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case basis a little bit, but for the most part, I don't think I could really make an argument that these guys would be being selfish by doing this, because oftentimes it's because they're looking out for others. Now, for Davis Bertans out there in Washington, who has really come on strong this year, he's had a lot of ACL injuries in the past. This is his one big year where he might be able to capitalize in free agency with a nice contract. He hasn't made much, so this is his. And he's on the Wizards that really don't have a chance at doing anything in Orlando anyway.
I don't know.
So,
they might sign Boogie Cousins and they could go on a run. Yeah. Right, come on. John Wall's been preaching for it.
Okay, so I don't think, and these guys aren't getting paid. It's not like they're going to still collect a check while not going and playing. So it is. It's not selfish at all. If they were collecting a check and they could sit back and just not go and still get paid, then sure, you could make that argument. But I don't think for any one of these guys it is selfish at all, whether you are more susceptible to the virus or you have family members that are, or your Davis Bertans, who's playing for a team in Washington who has virtually no chance. You've had an injury-laden career. You've never been able to get that big contract. This is the one year you've played really, really well, and you didn't get injured. You've set yourself up for this offseason. Like, this is his contract year. It's not like 3 years from now he's going to be a free agent. He is about to become a free agent, and he wants to capitalize on that, and I totally get it. And he's going to miss out on, I want to say it's almost $1 million by not going to the bubble, and that's the risk he's making by assuming he's going to make plenty, plenty more in the next free agent contract that he's going to get. But I totally get it. I don't think it's selfish in any way.
From the 214, I think they're being brainwashed by the media. It's not that serious, and that's from a firefighter paramedic that listens to us. From the 717, very selfish. And aren't they contractually required to work for their employer like the rest of us from the 717.
No, they're not, because they've had to negotiate this whole thing about resuming play and all these different things. Well, and one NBA, of the things you negotiate is basically that if I get to decide if I'm going to go or not,
right,
and I don't get any punishment in regards to that. I don't get paid. You're not going to pay me for not going, but it's not like you're just going to be able to cut me for that or fine me for that.
And that's
or
specifically
anything
the
like
NBA
that,
because they did come out and say, hey, we're not going to fine or punish any players who don't want to go to the restart in Orlando. So that brings us to Woj of ESPN. Adrian Woj, Narowski, cut three here, the headline zero. How many more players might not be going to Orlando?
Yeah, Bertans, and you'll see it with some of the players who are considering this. He's had two ACL surgeries in his past. He's up for his biggest payday as an NBA player. And the Wizards are behind him on this. They want to keep him. They want to re-sign him. But certainly other players, injuries, contract extensions, social justice, family, different family considerations. There are a lot of reasons why guys are going down to the wire here thinking about whether they're going to commit and play in Orlando or not. They've got till Wednesday. I still think we're going to see a few more players who decide to stay home.
I do as well. And I do think from a fan perspective, and you know what, even from, I could see other players within that team, maybe deep down they could feel some way like you're quitting on us in a sense. Because it's easy for us to say a team like the Wizards have no chance. But this is, they're still competitors. They're still professional athletes. And in sports, that's why we love sports, because of those storylines of the Cinderella team, because you always have a chance. Anything can happen. That's why you play the games, right? So in the Eastern Conference, where, yeah, you got the Bucks, but for the most part, it's kind of wide open. Yeah, are the Wizards that great? No. But I'm sure there's players on that team that they're not going into every single game thinking we have no chance. Why should we show up and play? They're going to believe in themselves and show up and say, hey, we got a chance to win today. So from a teammate's perspective, from a fan perspective, I do think there will be some that just feel, and they're entitled to that, that, hey, you're not showing up, as you kind of quitting on us.
Yeah, and they would have a right to feel that way. But also, if I'm Bertans, I'm just like, yo, this is, like, I totally get that. I understand where you're coming from, but this is just bigger for me.
Right.
And I'm not going to risk it. Like, this is a guy in Bertans who's been super banged up, and you're not on a good team. Like, for me, this matters more for the contenders. I have more to say to the young guys on the contender teams that are like, hey, no, for my own. Like, dude, you're about to out here be able to go win a championship. That's a little bit different than you'd be lucky to even make it into the play-in series if you're the Wizards at this point.
Right. Now, Major League Baseball. Oh, man, here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We'll get more into this with Jared banging at 840.
The Wizards are 24-40 this year.
They're not good.
They're god-awful. It's not even that they're not good. They're terrible. They're a objectively bad basketball team that doesn't have a shot at making the playoffs.
Sure.
So, Bertans, good for you,
buddy. You're on team Bertans
here. Good for
here.
You, Bertans. All Let's right. get, become a Mavs.
Garbage.
You shoot great. Come be on the Mavs.
We need the three-point shooters.
No, he's
right?
going to be a mercenary. Who pays the most? Bertans needs that cash.
Yeah, well, he definitely does want some of that. From the 972, look at the monies. Hey, I'm with you. I would probably go ahead and pay for that as well. But Major League Baseball today, they had their vote, and Ken Rosenthal tweeted out that the union's executive board voted down Major League Baseball's proposal by a 33-5 vote. So now Jeff Passan of ESPN, how soon will Rob Manfred come up with a resolution as to when we're going to get baseball back?
I mean, there's the possibility, Michael, that it could come as soon as today. The hope is that they are going to be in spring camps at their home stadiums about a week from now. But I heard from a number of players earlier today who haven't even been called by their teams at this point and told, hey, get a plane ticket, jump in a car, get ready to come to your stadium. When this all is up against the backdrop of a spike in COVID cases around baseball and around the country, especially in particular hotspots that are in major metropolitan areas where baseball games are played, it just makes the idea of a season going smoothly that much more difficult and makes the last couple of months feel like even more of a wasted opportunity for the game.
It's just the worst. It's so frustrating. Here's the latest statement from the Major League Baseball Players Association. The executive board met multiple times in recent days to assess the status of our efforts to resume the 2020 season. Earlier this evening, the full board reaffirmed the players' eagerness to return to work as soon and as safely as possible. To that end, We anticipate finalizing a comprehensive set of health and safety protocols with MLB in the coming days, and we await word from the league on the resumption of spring training camps and a proposed 2020 schedule. While we had hoped to reach a revised back-to-work agreement with the league, the players remain fully committed to proceeding under our current agreement and getting back on the field for the fans, for the game, and for each other. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe anybody.
Yes or no?
No. At this
Hashtag when and where. What the heck? Come on.
Now, we could be getting a decision from Manfred really at any point, right? Aren't the owners pressing him on, hey, let's just go ahead and get this taken care of?
Yeah, no, Manfred's had that in his back pocket. That's what we've talked about. He can pretty much say, all right, we're playing 50 games. Here's the start. And that's what Passan was talking about there. All right, next week, maybe you could have spring training 2.0 get underway. And the earliest the season would start would be just a little over a month from now, July 26th.
Buster Olney tweeted out the dominoes are likely, that are about to fall are going to be the implementation of the short, season by the MLB, which is going to be 54 to 60 games, something like that. Even though I felt like 66 would have probably worked out super nice, but it doesn't really matter anymore. Some players choosing not to play, which is going to be that's going to be something in baseball. Like the MLB is one thing, the NBA is one thing, but I think there's going to be plenty of guys in the MLB as well, and that's going to be interesting because technically every team's got a chance at this point, right, in the MLB. So that's going to be an interesting one. And then the grievance, the Players Association, they're going to do that. And Buster Olney thinks that if they had seriously engaged back in April instead of waiting so long, that they maybe could have figured this out, but he's calling it a mutually assured destruction between the owners and the MLB.
Lovely.
PA. Because all these major labor issues are now just going to be deferred to the spring, and then we're just going to be right back here.
Just going to be combustion.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.